94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Thanks so much for riding the wave to work with us today. Taking the Ride is a very old and dear friend. You've seen him on stage, on screen. He has been very, very busy recently. A veteran of great hit series like Dream On, The Steve Harvey Show, Sister Sister, also on Friends. But everybody really knows him as Professor Ogilvy on The Parkers, because Dorian Wilson is the professor. Hey, Dorian.
What up?
We were just talking about the fact that, you know, Dorian is spending a lot of time in Atlanta now because he's working on a big hit show, which is what we're going to talk about. It's called In the Cut, and it just premiered the new season this past Monday. And we're very, very excited about having Dorian here.
Ooh.
And we were talking about the fact that he is spending a lot of time in Atlanta now, working on that and some other projects. And I can't believe that he is surprised that people recognize him when he walks down the street.
No, it's
crazy.
It's not that. I just get so much love in the South, you know. I can't go to the grocery store. By the time I get to aisle 4, it is a done deal. Can I get your picture?
Well, people recognize your face, but when you open your mouth and they hear your voice,
that
is
my laugh.
Recognizable, too.
Yeah. So
you carry that along with you. Well, I hope you feel the love, because there's a lot of it out there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just so different from being here when people, you know, see folk all the time and then, you know, go into smaller towns.
Yes, exactly. Here, you know, you're just another one of many.
Oh, and I don't mind
that. We just saw Brad Pitt in the last block. That's just Dorian. I mean, really. But tell us a little bit about In the Cut, because this is like the fourth season now.
It is. We just had our premiere of our fourth season. I am so excited about this this season. We are doing some really, really funny stuff. We added Kalita Smith to the show.
That's a great addition.
Oh, my gosh. Not only is she sexy, she's funny. We just have a great time. And
everybody will remember her from Bernie Mac show as being Bernie's wife.
Yeah, of course they do. She's sexy, sexy. but anyway, we have some great stuff together. New developments in our character. A great season finale. So I'm really excited about that. The whole cast is back. John Marshall Jones, he plays my sidekick, and a lot of people know him from Smart Guy. He was the father on Smart Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Lawson, so you might remember him from The Parkers. I'm reunited with him. He plays my son, my long-lost son I didn't realize I had 32 years ago. Shows up at my doorstop and says, "Hey, you remember me?" And I say, "No." But the premise is I own a barbershop and a beauty salon. Yes, there you go. in a strip mall with my ex-wife, played by Jack A. Harry. And we just have to maneuver through this divorce, but we own these businesses together. So she runs off with this other dude. In comes Kalita, who takes over the shop, and we kind of fall in love and have some stuff going on there. John Marshall Jones, who plays my sidekick from Smart Guy, that brother brings the funny. And I don't mind being the straight man because John is just so out there. But the writing is so good. And the wonderful thing about this season is not only are the writers writing for our characters, they're writing for us individually, so they know what Dorian's strengths are, and they write that in the script. So we're having a great time.
And I think that's why a lot of series like this get better as you go along,
because
people do get to know each other and know what really works, you know, plus the cast will also get closer and all the support personnel as well.
But the wonderful thing and what was so great is all of us grew up together in the ranks of this entertainment field. You know, Kalita and I started out on Sister Sister many, many, many years ago.
You were just a baby then.
yeah, let you tell it. and John Marshall Jones, for years, people... I don't know why, because I'm much better looking than he is. But
modesty is one of your many qualities, right?
Yeah, mistaken us for the same person. They're like, "Aren't you the dude from Smart Guy?" And he got professor all the time. So here we are on this show together. And the crazy thing is, last season, we premiered on July 5th. And I'm like, hey, that's my birthday. We're premiering on my birthday, right? He said, what are you talking about? That's my birthday.
What?
Right.
That's
right.
Really weird.
But wait, it gets better. So then we're sitting and talking, and we find out it is the same year. I'm not going to say the year, but the same
we
year.
We can find it on Wiki. It's there. I hate
to
tell you.
I'm just saying. So we're twins separated
that's
at birth
crazy.
Or something. Yeah.
So I guess I really first ought to say happy birthday to you.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Because today is your birthday.
29, once again.
It's a good age. I've kind of stayed there myself.
Right. Just on pause right there. That's all right.
How you going to celebrate?
I really don't know, but I know whatever it is, it's going to be family. They usually put something together last minute, of course. Mm-hmm. They'll have something for me.
We're talking to Dorian Wilson this morning. So what's going to happen in this season? Anything you can tell us that won't ruin everything
for
us?
Exactly. No. Not at all. There's a lot of guest stars that are coming on. A lot of people are requesting to. Angie Stone is back. She plays my sister, and she's
turning into a nice little actress.
She's phenomenal, and I think the relationships we have and the rapport is so exciting. I got to play with my good friend, Wendy Raquel Robinson, who just puts it down and is hilarious. Milan Christopher is on the show. We had a whole host of people this season, so it made it a lot of fun for us. But like I said, they delve into our characters more, and you get to see more of our personalities and how we interact with each other. I can't give away too much, else I'm going to get killed.
I can tell because you haven't really said anything
at all. You see me tap dancing over here.
You're doing a very good job of
sweating.
That. Dorian Wilson with us in the studio today talking about In the Cut. Just premiered the fourth season on Bounce this
Woo-hoo.
Week. It's a show that you do not want to miss. And in the world that we live in now, Dorian, you can't miss anything. I love the streaming and on demand.
Yes.
All of this just makes it work for you. And I love binge watching.
Yeah,
show.
Absolutely.
And this is a good one. You know, you can catch up on it as well. And I know people have stopped asking how to find Bounce now because everybody's got smart TVs and Roku. And all of that. So, you know, you can find
Absolutely.
Bounce.
And if you don't have any of the above, all you have to do is go to a Radio Shack or
the Amazon
a Best
Fire
Buy.
Stick. You can use that too.
There you go. Or a Best Buy and get
like a
little
$25
antenna attach it to the back of your TV, and boom, you got like 75 new channels. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a great investment, but the show is so funny and so dear to me, and you guys gotta watch this season.
And in addition to the work you're doing on In the Cut, I know that you just finished doing 4, count them, movies.
What?
That is crazy.
It
How do
is.
You keep work? You are the hardest working man
I don't
in the
know.
World.
As long as I can sustain and just be that radar, you know,
You're
I'm
not
good.
Just sustaining. I'd like
hey,
to go
hey,
to your
hey.
Mailbox sometimes. I see all of these shows in syndication
Pat,
that you're on.
You talk to me in a month, I'm like, nobody's calling. I'm never going to work again, you know. So it's just crazy, this business. But I was fortunate and blessed enough to been able to work this out, that they all fell in line. And I'm real pleased. A couple of the projects are something really different from a departure from what you have seen me do in the past. Nothing like Professor Ogilvy. Dramatic stuff, real tears, and I have some great co-stars that I've been working with. Taj Mowry, mm-hmm. the smart guy. I play his father. But some real good stuff coming up in the
And you
the
just
got
to promise us then that when the movies start to drop that you'll come back and we'll talk about that.
Absolutely.
When
absolutely.
You're free to speak.
Yes. Not tap dancing.
In the meantime, we will be watching In the Cut. You want to check out Dorian and Kalita and the rest of this super talented cast. Just go to bouncetv.com and we're going to put a clip up on our website and I will post this interview up there as well, just in case you missed some of it. Dorian, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Pat.
Always good to see you.
So good to see you.
Congratulations on all the success. success, all the great work. And say hello to the family.
Oh, please do. Joanne still told me to tell you hello, actually.
Yes, when I ran, the last time I ran into you and your wife, she had on the cutest
coat.
Little,
oh my gosh.
She had on the cutest little top. I said, I really like that. She said, you can have it. I said, you got a nice car, too. I didn't get that.
That is so funny. She told me to ask, do you remember?
But she is a sweetheart. Yeah. Tell her I wear it all the time.
That's
Dorian
great.
Wilson, check him out on In The Cut. Thanks so much for riding the wave to work with us today. Got a nice long set of music coming up.